Yeah, it is. How about this? It is Thursday, January the 6th. Got a high set for 50-something, about 40-something now, depending
it's
on what's...
It's going to start dropping this afternoon. Yeah, it's a little confusing today.
You going to run out and grab it? Or
yeah, I
you
could.
Catch
do
it
do
if
I
you
need
can.
To?
If, yeah, if possible. Anything you could do would be greatly
dropping.
Appreciated.
Right.
It is Dixon and Vining. Vining and Dixon. I'm Richard Dixon. She is Valerie Vining. Portions of today's show brought to you by Buckets Away Waterproofing. When all that water finds its way into your basement or crawl space, don't let it just sit there. Don't just live with it. That's a whole section of your home that you're paying for and you're not using. You should get it out of there. And if it's in your crawl space, it's eventually going to end up in your home, and that does damage. You don't want that. You need crawl space encapsulation, crawl space waterproofing, basement waterproofing. You need somebody, like Buckets Away Waterproofing, to come in and fix your situation. 222-6443. Is the telephone number, 222-6443. Based in Helena, Alabama, these experts provide services to owners of residential and commercial properties with high-quality materials and great, great service. They offer a lifetime transferable warranty on all of their work, and they get it done right the first time. The estimate is free. So what are you waiting for? Visit BucketsAwayWaterproofing.com, BucketsAwayWaterproofing.com. Or go online, or go on the phone, rather, 222-6443, 222-6443. How about a little news? News would be good. Any sort of...
Boom.
News, this is... That's not news. It doesn't sound like news. I think we need a news... There it is.
You know, it that sounds eventually. Like news,
right? John has started January 6th drinking early.
Hi, I'm Norm McDonald, and this is the news.
Ah, here it is.
Yes.
It is January 6th and the anniversary thereof. In fact, in mere moments.
Oh, no, look at that setup.
We're expecting President.
Is that setting that we're looking at on one of our monitors in that staged area we were talking about earlier today?
I think that's actually in the Capitol.
I think you're exactly right.
I believe that's in the Capitol, and you're going to have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris come out and make some remarks about the Capitol Hill
incident.
The incident, we could call it. The riot, you could call it. Insurrection, although nobody's been charged with insurrection, which I find funny. We'll see. I don't know. Do we want to carry it?
Yeah, I don't know. We need to raise the hands from you guys.
Yeah.
We'll dip into it if you want us to, or not. Just give you the bullet points.
Does anybody really think that anything of value is going to come out of this?
Walking down the hallway, shuffling his way, President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer on the other side of him.
Uh-huh.
And apparently the vice president will be joining Joe Biden.
Are you sure?
That's what I've...
She might have gotten lost on the way.
Maybe, but...
You never can tell. Let's face it, she's not terribly bright. All right, so the first anniversary of January 6th is being celebrated today. Other news includes a federal lawsuit challenging the Alabama redistricting program is underway. It's happening right now in the Northern District of Alabama. The court that is in Birmingham. And they're doing that because they say there should be two majority black districts. But there's actually not enough African Americans in the state to get two. You'd have one majority and one that's slightly less than a majority. And you'd have to sort of draw some funky lines and do a little gerrymandering to try to make that work. Which is why the legislature says we didn't do that. And by the way, who says that, you know, only black people will elect black people and only white people will elect white people? All of this seems a little silly to me.
Yeah, we got to get a little bit past that. And that's not exactly how that works. So we'll see what they do with the redistricting.
Find out what the judge has to say on the subject. Governor's announced a massive southern and central Alabama rail project having to do with getting a lot of that traffic from the port of Mobile onto rails and getting it up through not just Mobile, but into Montgomery and through Montgomery and up to McCalla, Bessemer, Birmingham proper, and then maybe even north into Coleman. A good way to try to get this stuff like onto trucks that then is heading out on 20 and 59 to go to other places around the United States. We're really uniquely situated here to be in a hub like that where you can get from a port within 4 or 5 hours to a hub where you can go off to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, to the northeast, to the southwest, and trying to get this rail situation put together, as Governor Ivey is talking about, could be a great boon to the transportation industry and the transport of goods industry in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, and a little forward thinking on her part, the announcement made yesterday, $231 million rail project, enhancing the economic development in our state and infrastructure. I think those are all good things. specifically what we've seen out in California with those containment ships just sitting out there. If we have another way to move product and increase what's going on with a rail system, improve it, I think most would be all for this.
Would you believe that Joe Biden has spent 25% of his presidency on vacation?
That's 25%. A lot. What?
Yeah, apparently he has gone and adding up the number of days that he's been president and the number of days that he spent in Delaware, 25% of his presidency has been spent on vacation. Now, he's not golfing, so that's the important thing.
No, not he getting that exercise.
No, none of that is going on. He's going and napping in Delaware. He goes back to his home in Delaware. At one point, he went to the Air Force Base there to welcome back the bodies of the 11 U.S. military men and
service
women,
members.
Yeah, who were killed in that bombing in Kabul, the one that he was largely responsible for.
A complete disaster.
What a disaster that was. And other than that, he has basically holed up in Delaware. Now, that doesn't mean he's not presidenting. I mean, I've said this over and over again. You can be president anywhere. You are president everywhere. The idea that you're not sitting in the White House doesn't mean you're not presidenting. But it does mean that you're not presidenting in the office. Mm-hmm. And people complained about that with Donald Trump, but now suddenly the left is completely silent about it when it comes to Joe Biden.
Very quiet about it. 25%. That's kind of high on the high end.
It's almost a quarter. I'm bad at math.
It's amazing that, again, the very few times that he's been to where he needs to go, one of them was the homecoming of those 11 service members, and there are a lot of family members that had a lot to say to Joe Biden about that.
The man was on vacation while Kabul was falling. I mean, that's a terrible look, and nobody wanted to call him on it. We also have the New York Times finally admitting that the Omicron variant is akin to the flu when it comes to severity.
We've been saying this.
Yeah, it's not even that serious. It's like you get the flu for a few days and then you're over it and you just move on with your life. And I know a guy who had it and it was maybe 6-7 days. Done, finished, over. He was fully vaccinated, by the way, and had
COVID-19
before.
Amazing. Something else that's happening in a lot of our hospitals across the state of Alabama, they're saying unless it's a real emergency, please do not come to the hospital.
Yeah.
There are people that are coming for non-emergency things that aren't really necessary for you to go to the hospital for. You could go to your own physician. You could go to a doc in the box.
Right.
But they're saying they're seeing a real big uptick of people coming to the hospital, and they're starting to feel a little overwhelmed, overworked,
sure,
those doctors and nurses. So unless it's a real emergency, unless you really need the assistance of a doctor or a nurse and don't have that, try not to come to any of the local hospitals right now.
And along the same lines, it's about damn time that this is happening, by the way. We're getting more of a push to get details on those who are hospitalized because of COVID and those who are hospitalized with COVID.
Finally.
You go to the hospital, you get a COVID test. You go to the hospital with a broken leg, you get a COVID test. Mm. You're now marked as a COVID patient.
Right.
That's not true.
Right.
You're not. You're a broken leg patient. You had COVID. You didn't even know it. Okay.
Right.
You might be in there for any number of other reasons. And so we're trying to separate those out and say, okay, some are there because of COVID. Some are there with COVID. Let's actually only count the ones that are there because of COVID. And then we'll get a better idea of the severity.
Well,
of
that's why we're questioning the numbers from 2020 and 2021 as to COVID patients, because they were grouping all of those together.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you have inflated numbers of those that, with and have.
Mm-hmm.
And so now maybe we'll get some clarity. We'll do better in 2022 with those numbers. So
Kamala Harris is speaking right now. You want to just give a quick little listen? Just a second. Let's give this a quick listen, Joni.
September 11th. 2001.
She's doing it.
And January 6th, 2021.
No,
comparing the two.
You cannot compare all of
on
that.
On that day, I was not
this
only vice president
like elect, Live.
I was also a United States senator.
Oh, really?
And I was here at the Capitol that morning at a classified hearing with fellow members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Hours later, the gates of the Capitol were breached.
So you're there before it happened.
I had left.
You weren't there.
My thoughts immediately turned not only to my colleagues, but to my staff.
I also wasn't there.
Who had been forced to seek refuge in our office, converting filing cabinets into barricades. What the extremists who roamed these halls targeted was not only the lives of elected leaders. What they sought to degrade and destroy was not only a building, hallowed as it is.
Hallowed.
What they were assaulting were the institutions, the values, the ideals that generations of Americans have marched, picketed, and shed blood to establish and defend. On January 6th, we all saw what our nation would look like if the forces who seek to dismantle our democracy are successful.
Seeking
the lawlessness,
to dismantle
the violence,
our democracy. That's what those people were doing. Did you know that?
Didn't hear that.
Seeking to dismantle. All right, that's enough of her screeching. I can't take much more of that. Look, the reason that people were there on January 6th, and I am among those who say they never should have gone into the Capitol. Mm-hmm. At no point should there have been trespassing. No doors should have been opened. No barricades should have been knocked down. None of that should have happened. A peaceful protest on the outside saying, hey, we have serious questions about this election, and we're not getting any answers on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get any answers on them. We're only now, a year into it, beginning to see things like an investigation in Georgia into ballot harvesting, an investigation in Arizona into, wait a minute, there's 10 kinds of paper these ballots are printed on. There's only supposed to be one. How the heck did that happen? Pennsylvania's, again, looking into the 250,000 more votes than there were people who voted that day. Not registered voters. I don't want people to think, well, there are more people than voters. Just, you know, when you show up, you sign in, and you say, I'm going to vote, and they give you a ballot, and you go do your vote thing, okay? Or when you send in your ballot, whatever. There are 250,000 more actual physical ballots on hand than there are names of people who voted that day.
So you know.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
That's a problem.
And again, I think people that were there January 6th, again, they wanted their voices heard on that day. They wanted to know the process, and they wanted it to be looked into.
They went about it poorly.
And they went about it the wrong way. There's no doubt about that. I think we all can agree that that should not have happened on January 6th, that there's a right way down that process. But I think the frustration was, we're not going to get the answers that we need. This isn't going to be investigated. And that frustration, you know, went into them breaking into the
Capitol.
That's
no excuses, though.
Yeah.
Work Trucks is downtown, 2324 3rd Avenue South. If you are looking for a top-quality pre-owned work truck, this is the place to go. 2324 3rd Avenue South or online at worktruckswithanxllc.com. We're talking about a cavalcade of top-quality pre-owned trucks. Some of them with very low miles, surprisingly low miles. They've got diesel, they've got gasoline-powered, they've got big bruisers, they've got small getabouts. They have everything in between, including box trucks, passenger vans, cargo vans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A pickup truck for every need as well. It's all right there at Work Trucks with great low prices. Find out more online at worktruckswithanxllc.com, worktruckslc.com, where they are all about trucks. We will take a look at the employment situation and maybe dip into a little bit of Joe Biden's comments on January 6th, if we can stomach it, when we return.
Talk99.5, talk99.5.com, Dixon and Vining. You got a used car that you're ready to sell? Don't sell it yourself. You know what a hassle that is if you've ever done it before. I have, and I know that a great process of selling your used car is with Birmingham Broker, because you're going to get all the value out of that car you deserve. And Birmingham Broker will price it, detail it. They'll find the right buyer, and if somebody wants to test drive your car, they'll handle that too. Just turn your used car over to Birmingham Broker. Watch it be sold fast. And then you take the cash and go buy your next car. Get a hold of the guys at Birmingham Broker at BehamBroker.com, BehamBroker.com.
There's a confused, addled old man on TV right now talking. It's Joe Biden. Okay. He is marking the one-year anniversary since the deadly Capitol riot. Is there more to say about this? If I had to pick one thing that I wanted to know more about January 6th, it would be Ashley Babbitt. Getting shot in the back, dying on the scene. Capitol police officer who fired the shot never got investigated. No charges filed against him. She was completely unarmed. There were other Capitol Police officers on the scene able to apprehend her or stop her if they wanted to. I mean, these are questions that I'm really interested in. And, you know, usually the left is all about police brutality, but in this case, they're cheering this officer and excoriating the now deceased Ashley Babbitt. That's the one thing that I'd really like to know more about.
Yeah, there are plenty of questions, more so than what Joe Biden is talking about right now. And, you know, questions about what Nancy Pelosi knew, why she didn't make the decisions that she did, why they didn't investigate the shooting further, what exactly happened with that. There's a lot of unanswered questions from January 6th.
How about the videos that we have of Capitol Police holding the doors open to protesters as they're coming in?
Come on in.
Just opening the door.
What's that about?
These are people with backpacks and bags that are coming in, and you're thinking, you're not stopping these guys? You're not, I mean, normally you go into the Capitol, you've been there, you got to go through a metal detector, you got
to
take all the stuff out of your pockets, you can't carry a bag in because you might have a gun or a bomb or something like that. No, come on in, guys. Why was this happening? What was the thought process there? None of that is being investigated.
None of it.
And I would like to know more about it.
That's the interesting part.
I would like to know what Lathan Hudson has to say on the subject as well. Lathan Hudson, you're on Talk 99.5 and Talk99.5.com with Dixon and Vining. What's on your mind?
Hey, that's great. The Pennsylvania voting thing, I've always wondered why the Supreme Court didn't take that up. They were asked, but they just turned it down.
You're talking about the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania or the Supreme Court of the United States?
And or both.
Okay, well, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania turned it down because they're the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, and they were perfectly okay with the results. The Supreme Court of the United States turned it down because they said, we need some sort of precedent or some sort of reason to take this up. It's a state issue. We don't have one, so we're not taking it up.
How do you get a precedent if you don't get somebody?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's worse than you think, Lathan. Thank you for the call. What was going on in the 2020 election is that you had a lot of rules that had been changed, but not by the legislature. Now, the Constitution says, and let me try not to bore you with this, The Constitution says the legislature of each state makes the rules for the election.
Correct.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
After those legislatures made those rules, you had a variety of organizations, many of them like Stacey Abrams types, that came in and said, well, we've got coronavirus. We need to be able to vote by mail. We need to have extended voting hours. We need to be able to vote absentee, even if we're not sick. We're just afraid, whatever it may be. That was a big case in Wisconsin,
yes,
by the way. And so what you got was these consent decrees that were signed by, in some cases, governors, but in most cases, secretaries of state. That was something to avoid being sued. We're going to sue you if you don't agree to this. And secretary says, well, we don't want to pay a lot of money. All right, here we go. We'll sign this. Now, that should not have been legal because it changed the election law without going through the legislature.
Correct.
Okay? And that happened virtually every single one of the battleground states we're talking about. It happened in Michigan. It happened in Pennsylvania. It happened in Georgia. Brad Raffensperger signed off on stuff he never should have signed off on. Happened in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in New Mexico.
And
it happened in Nevada.
Yeah, these were all the states where there were questions about how voting went.
Exactly. All the big battleground states. Mm-hmm. It happened in every single one of these states. Now, you had people who popped up and took these things to court and said, hey, this isn't fair. This shouldn't be happening. We want to get this addressed before the election. You need to, as judges, you need to make sure that this doesn't happen, that this is stopped, that this is killed, that this is dead, that none of this actually goes into effect. And judges said, almost across the board, judges said, well, you can't prove that it harmed you until after the election because, you know, you don't know. It might be perfectly fine. It might be A-OK. But you know, if after the election you can prove that this was a bad thing and that it actually harmed you, then come on back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, after the election, between the election and the time when you actually certify the vote at a state level is a very short period of time.
Sure.
So, of course, the election took place. There was a lot of funny business. There were many states that stopped counting and then started counting again, and numbers had all changed and everything was sort of weird. And so these same groups went back to the judges and they said, okay, we can prove that this was harmful to us because it really changed things and so on and so forth. And to a man and or a woman, those judges said, well, it's too late now. The election's taken place. So the first thing they got was, you're too early. The second thing they got was, you're too late.
You're too late, right.
I think the judiciary is loath to get involved in the electoral mm-hmm. process.
Very much so.
They just don't
want to. If they don't have to, they will not.
Right, which is why the Supreme Court turned it down twice when it was brought to them, not just in Pennsylvania, but the overall election. They just said, yeah, we're not going to take this up because we don't want to be seen. I mean, we saw what happened in 2000. Everyone blamed the Supreme Court for seating George W. Bush. We don't want to be those guys.
Right.
And so they tried to stay out of it as much as they could.
And you understand now why they did that mm-hmm. and why they want to remove themselves from those. Let the states figure it out. Mm-hmm. Let there be investigations. And if it's something bigger, we'll take another look at it. But right now, we're not going to.
Hopefully, a lot of this stuff was figured out because yeah. many of these states have enacted new voting regulations that make sure that that cannot happen again. It won't yeah. happen again in Georgia. I guarantee you that.
No.
May not happen again in Arizona. I think it's safe to say. Michigan actually implemented some voting changes. Wisconsin is going through the process of initiating some voting changes. Joe Biden is still up there talking. Somebody tell him to go home.
Mm.
It's 8:25. It's Dixon and Vining. It's Talk99.5, Talk99.5.com.
Talk99.5, Talk99.5.com. Dixon and Vining on this Thursday morning. Keep an eye on the weather. We'll update you here momentarily on that. If you're looking for some beautiful furniture to decorate your home, there is no place you need to look any further than Lanius Furniture in Warrior. John Lanius' great-grandfather started their business 87 years ago. I've had a chance to go through their showroom. Absolutely beautiful things. I talked to John about a dining room table I saw on a showroom floor, and I was like, I'm coming back for that. It is beautiful. Sofas, bedroom suits, mattresses, anything you can think of. And don't forget, too, Lazy Boys. All styles, colors, all different kinds of fabrics. The big game coming up on Monday night. Go load one of those up in your truck or your SUV and take it home for the big game. They've got beautiful, beautiful furniture. Check it out for yourselves. 12 months interest-free. Lanius Furniture in Warrior. That's Lanius Furniture in Warrior.
8:31. I am Richard Dixon. She is Valerie Vining. This is Dixon and Vining on Talk99.5, Talk99.5.com. Thanks for joining us. We have been talking a little bit about January 6th, the President of the United States.
He's sounding really angry. You know, I listened to a little bit in the break, Richard, and he's just angry. And all over the place, talking about voting and voting rights and some of the Supreme Court decisions not to listen to arguments about the 2020 election that you and I were just talking about. And it's...
Oh, sure. Look, one of the biggest arguments the left has is, well, every time Trump tried to challenge it, it got struck down.
He failed.
But the reality is, these things never actually made it to the point where we were looking at evidence. It always became, well, you don't have cause, you don't have you don't have a dog in this race, so you don't get to actually challenge this. And when it finally came to the point where we could get some challenges done, things like the Arizona audit that was done by the Republican Senate, we found an awful lot of funny business and very strange things that were going on there. You looked at it and said, well, there's a whole bunch of votes here that don't seem to have attachments to voters. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. We'd like to take a look at this database, but it was erased by somebody for some reason. Can't help but find that suspicious. I mean, there was just one thing after another that you looked at and went, this is not what one would call a flawless election.
No.
And can there be a flawless election? Well, I'd like to believe there can.
Well, this was wonderful. Joe Biden said, yeah, the most Americans ever in the history of all elections, 150 million people voted. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you believe that all 150 million people were registered voters, mm-hmm. that there weren't anybody on the polls or the that was not supposed to vote? Maybe they were dead. Maybe they were deceased. Maybe they voted more than one time. Mm-hmm. All those things are possible. Yeah. So, yeah, 150 million people came out and voted, Joe. But I wonder how many of those are real votes. How many of those should be tossed?
81 million of them voted for this man. And all 81 million are having buyer's remorse right now, even as we speak. Mm. Even the dead ones. Let's talk to Paul on a cell phone. Paul, you're on Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to make a quick comment that, you know, they seem to be making such a big deal out of this January 6th deal when they downplayed all those other riots that were happening, where you know, there was a lot of real significant damage and people's lives being destroyed. Well, they didn't make no big to-do about that and helping people bond out of jail who were breaking the laws. Mm-hmm. But yet, and when it came to their front door, oh, my God, it's the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of America.
Funny how that works, isn't it? It's always okay until it affects me. Then suddenly it's like, oh, wait, I'm involved now. Thank you very much, Paul. Good call. 2020, the summer of 2020 was something else entirely. I mean, we had billions upon billions of dollars of damage. We had scores of people injured and a dozen or more killed in those riots, including a police officer like David Dorman, a guy who was just trying to protect a friend's store, shot dead over a big screen TV. I didn't see any outrage on the left over that.
No.
I didn't see any what you got was CNN standing in front of a burning building saying it's mostly peaceful protests.
No.
You're going, "Oh my God."
And we're looking at flames and buildings going up in flames and people being killed, and you have the audacity to say these are peaceful protests?
Right.
What protest are you looking at, because we're not obviously looking at the same thing.
I know a lot of small business owners. My dad was a small business owner. My girlfriend is a small business owner. Many of my friends are small business owners. And I understand how difficult it is to make it in the world of small business. The cards are stacked against you to begin with, and I've got nothing but respect and support and love for people who are trying to start small businesses right now. God bless you. We'd love to help. Call us about advertising. But seriously, when Waukesha, for instance, I'm sorry, Kenosha, all those Wisconsin towns, they all start to sound the same, don't they? Waukesha was where the Christmas disaster took place, the Christmas thrashing and the deadly drive-through on the parade. Kenosha is where the riots took place. When you look at Kenosha and you see, for instance, a car lot burned out, you see small businesses that were destroyed, that were looted, that were set on fire, and I think that's someone's livelihood. That's someone, not just one person and their family, but maybe two or three employees.
Yeah.
They don't have a place to go tomorrow.
That's right. And they've spent all these years and time trying to build it up and build it up to what it is.
Sure.
And with a strike of a match, you've just destroyed it all.
This hurts my heart. Same thing happened in Minneapolis. There was a world-famous restaurant that had been there for decades on a corner that was torn down, burnt to the ground by protesters. And the couple said, you know, we poured everything we had into it. We poured our heart, our soul. We can't do it again. We're done. That's it. It's closed forever, and that's just the end of it. They were going to take the insurance money and, you know, what little they could kind of cobble together out of it after the building had been paid off and go do something else, but it was just like that. These are human beings. These are real people. You know what happened at the Capitol riot? Okay, you had a couple of people die of cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm. You had a Capitol riot, a Capitol police officer die of circumstances that we couldn't
outside
figure out later. It was not him being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. Mm-hmm. That was proven
like it was
beyond
first
a shadow
reported,
of a,
right?
Wasn't from his pepper spray either. It was apparently some sort of congenital heart defect that killed him. That was terrible. Nobody's happy about that. Had a couple of protesters die of heart attacks and one of a drug overdose die outside. But outside of that, point to me the lives that were ruined in perpetuity as a result of this. Because you look at that small business in Kenosha that got burned down that somebody spent decades building up, and now their family doesn't have a livelihood and their employees got no place to go. That's real America.
That is real America.
You got some. On January 7th, everybody went back to work at the Capitol.
They did. And you have our vice president of this country who just equated January 6th through 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, what an insult to all of those families that lost loved ones on 9/11, the thousands of people that were in the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of all of the people that were affected that day. And you're telling me, Vice President, that January 6th is equal to what happened on 9/11? She said that this morning.
Yeah, that's...
That is...
Rank insanity. They're, of course, trying desperately to make this into something that it is not, because it's what they have to hold against Donald Trump and say, see, this is why you shouldn't vote for this guy. And by tarring Donald Trump with January 6th, they're also trying to tar every single Republican elected official and everybody who ever voted for a Republican elected official. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you support him? Well, then you support insurrection and you're a terrible person. The fact is the American people have a very short memory. And were it not for this, and they know that, we would have put January 6th in the rearview mirror a long time ago. That's the whole reason there's a congressional committee trying to continue to beat this thing into the ground, because they have to have something to beat Donald Trump up with, because the guy they've got in office is a complete and utter failure.
From the beginning to the end. Where are you on the southern border, Joe Biden?
No.
Where is Harris on the southern border? We're not even looking at that right now. Look at what happened in Afghanistan. We could run an entire list of things that have been a debacle since he's been in office the last 12 months.
I think that's where the people began to realize the wheels were really coming off. We got a little nervous when gas prices were going up.
Yeah.
And we were like, hold on. And then you saw the border and you're like, something funny is going on there. When we saw that cluster that took place in Afghanistan, that was when I think most Americans threw up their hands and went, this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't have
a
clue.
He's completely clueless. And since then, we have seen one thing after another, including press conferences where they've tried to convince us that all of this inflation is just in our minds.
And the thing with the Afghanistan situation is that he had the best minds all around him telling him exactly how we ought to leave Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And he still made the decision that he did, which left 11 service members returned to the U.S.
Well,
in coffins.
Well, he had a couple of people who were on his side. I mean, Mark Milley was maybe the number one guy who was the biggest problem, because he thought that it was a great idea to leave all this equipment behind, and it was a great idea to close Bagram and all of this. And you just go, how did you make it to general? Oh, you kissed a lot of butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's how you went.
What happened there.
But I think that it was easy to see what was the best. It didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how we need to leave Afghanistan so that we don't lose lives, so that American lives aren't lost.
Got a lesson on how not to do it back in September. True story. August is when it really happened. If you are, like me, tired of cleaning out your gutters, if you are looking at the rain that is coming later today and you're saying, oh, it's just going to knock more leaves off of trees and get them into my gutters, and then they're going to be wet, and then the gutter's going to fill up, and then it's going to spill over, and then it's going to get into my basement or my crawl space and get out of my foundation, it's going to rot my fascia board. You don't have to worry about any of that once you have Gutter Helmet in place. Gutter Helmet is the original gutter protection system. It goes over the gutter. It goes past the gutter. It creates a situation where the leaves go off the roof and the water goes into the gutter. Gutter Helmet, protecting your foundation, your fascia, everything from rot. Attaches with a bracket with screws into the back of the gutter and the fascia, and it is made of aluminum so it does not rust. Color matching available. Get 15% off right now. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and healthcare all receive a special discount from Gutter Helmet. Get your free estimate today on this beautiful product with a lifetime transferable warranty. 447-6991, 447-6991, Gutter Helmet, 447-6991, gutterhelmet.com. In beautiful Pelham, Alabama, you will find MedCenter Mazda, serving the community for over 30 years with a great selection of popular models like the Mazda CX-30, the Mazda CX-5, the Mazda CX-9, the Mazda Miata. What a great car. They are Central Alabama's exclusive Mazda dealer. When it comes to purchasing a vehicle, you want a dependable Mazda product. That's where MedCenter Mazda comes in. They provide a stress-free and hassle-free environment for their customers. Conveniently located in beautiful Pelham, Alabama. Visit MedCenterMazda.com to find out more about it. MedCenterMazda.com today. President has wrapped up his speech. I want to give you just these few lines from the speech. Okay, Valerie?
Give it to
us. This is what the President of the United States had to say about January 6th and the Republican Party. He said, "You can't love your country only when you win. You can't obey the law only when it is convenient. You can't be patriotic when you embrace and enable lies."
Wow.
Look Absolutely. In the mirror much, Joe? Do you look in the mirror much? I'm just asking. I mean, throughout the course of the entire Trump presidency, we were told that America was horrible by people because they didn't win. I can't believe I live in a country that was voted for by these. Oh, this is a nightmare. This is the worst thing ever. And then they would go out and they would riot and they would say, but it's for a good cause and it doesn't matter that we're breaking the law. This cause is more important than the law. So they were breaking the law when it was convenient. And then, of course, they embrace and enable lies all the time. One of the big ones is, if you're vaccinated, you can't spread the virus.
That's right. Another lie.
The man is still trying to say this.
Yes.
It's incredible to me. Nothing wrong with the southern border. That's all. Those people aren't going to be there long anyway. You know, another lie. You're embracing and enabling lies on a regular basis. That's what being a Democrat is. Embracing and enabling lies. It's who they are. It's how they roll.
Yeah, the whole imagery of those under that bridge at the southern border,
yeah.
It was like, we've got to clean this up and get these people out.
No, it's fine.
They want to find another way into the border, so be it. But we can't have this imagery. We can't have
That's
these
right.
tents and all this
That's
imagery.
Right.
Let's figure something out. And so off they went. And who knows where they're getting in, but they're getting in, and there's no doubt about it.
Oh, they're getting in because I think they're being let in. Sort of like the Capitol Police were letting the rioters in on January 6th. You know how it goes. Holy cow. It reminds me of, and we'll call this useless Hollywood news. Again, I would recommend that you watch this Netflix movie. It's called Don't Look Up, and it's very funny because it skewers everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But Adam McKay, the guy who made the movie, who's a diehard leftist, you know how long it takes to make a movie? I mean,
it takes a long time.
When you begin
yes.
a process, mm-hmm. it's a couple of years before you finally end up with a product on the screen, right?
Yes.
Sometimes 2.5, sometimes 3 years before you actually end up with something that you can show people. So COVID is not mentioned in this anywhere. No Omicron variant, none of that stuff, because all of it was put together and planned well before any of that happened. But Meryl Streep plays a Trump-like character. So you know that this was originally put together under Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this Trump-like character. Her son, who's played by Jonah Hill, is her chief of staff, and he's a complete idiot, okay? That's probably supposed to be some sort of take on Don Jr. or whatever. And there's a giant comet that is working its way toward Earth. It's aimed directly at Earth, and it is big enough that when it hits, it will destroy the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence are trying desperately to tell the world that this is happening, and the world is so distracted by their phones and what's happening with the latest pop star and reality television.
They're paying no attention.
They can't bring themselves to care,
right.
Okay? At the same time, this administration, the Meryl Streep administration, is trying to tell people, don't look up. They're just trying to scare you by telling you about this comet. Don't look up. And I'm thinking, which party is it right now that is trying to tell you to not look at things that as they are? Which party is saying, don't look at the border?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing
which party
here.
Is saying, don't look at that inflation?
Yeah.
That's
don't
not
wor-
a
don't
big
Don't worry
thing.
About that gas price yeah. at the pump. Just pump away.
Don't look at those things. None of those things should be, you shouldn't concern yourself
the
with any of them.
The price of meat? Oh, don't worry about that.
There's also a guy who is the big tech giant in this movie. He is the combination Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg. He's played wonderfully by Mark Rylance. He's funny as hell. And he's put together this massive idea and concept and unit. And he is going to stop the comet. Okay. To give away a little bit of the plot, they actually stop a mission that would work to destroy the comet and throw it off course.
Mm-hmm.
They stop that so that this guy can use his proprietary technology because they want to mine some of the minerals that are in the comet.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, this guy who's given a lot of money to the administration becomes the guy who is going to save them from the comet.
Mm.
Now, does that sound like Donald Trump, or does that sound like the Biden administration? I feel like, McKay, you jumped the gun on this. I know what you were trying to do,
mm-hmm.
but Mark Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs and that group didn't give a whole bunch of money to the Trump administration. They give it all to Democrats, okay? So he's got all of the roles kind of reversed here. But that doesn't change the fact that every single person in the movie gets skewered, and they all deserve it.
Yeah.
And whether you're thinking that this is supposed to be the Republicans and this is supposed to be the Democrats or vice versa, it doesn't matter. It's funny as hell. I highly recommend it.
Well, and the speech given today by Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, it's more of that same thing. And the same people that are listening to what they're saying are believing what they're saying happened
sure.
on January 6th, that your comparison to some other things that were far worse that have happened in our country, you're comparing January 6th to that.
January 6th was as bad as September 11th. It was as bad as the Civil War. It was as bad as the French-Indian War. Remember the French-Indian War? We had to fight both the French and the Indians. It was so unfair. It was a two-front war. Finally, the French surrendered to the Indians, even though they weren't at war with each other. It worked out perfectly. Seriously, the whole thing is just sad. But yeah, I mean, look, if all you watch is CNN or MSNBC, then what you
then
saw...
you're drinking the punch.
Yeah,
you know, you're exactly. drinking the punch.
What you saw today feeds directly into your narrative, but the reality of the situation is nowhere close to that. God bless you. God bless you. Let's see. What do we got coming up? Anything important? Anything exciting?
We got lots of things to talk about.
Really? Like
what?
Yeah,
one of the things is this weather, and we really need to keep an eye on it, especially those of you that maybe traveled North Alabama with this wintry mix, as we call it, a winter weather advisory. Has been posted this morning from our good friend Dave Nussbaum over at CBS 42, talking about a little bit about what's going on in some of the counties north of the Birmingham area, even a little bit north of Jasper. We're going to get, for the most part here, some of that wet weather. But as you get toward North Alabama into Tennessee, that is going to turn into a little wintry mix, as they say. Could cause some travel problems. Now, many of the schools up there closed today, working virtually.
Virtual learning.
Just
I don't know about you. My favorite part of the wintry mix is the little rye breads.
You like those?
I like those, and I like the pretzels.
Those are very good.
Both, yeah, they really work together. A lot of times
you get Czech mix and wintry mix mixed up. Is that what you're doing?
They're not the same thing.
Mix.
What are you trying to say?
By the way, I love Czech mix.
You love that.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
You like the extra bold flavor.
I like the bold flavor.
I like the bold.
I like that a lot.
Punches you right in the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yum. Yummy. I'll take some more of that.
That should be their new slogan.
It should be. Ooh, yum.
Czech mix bold. We punch you right in the tongue. Dixon and Vining, we punch you in the ear.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.